Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Like, we don't value time too much, and that's something that we should do.
Yes, or even how we decide to make it valuable, like I have 10 seconds to get across the street, you know, that type of valuing time that way, but then not valuing time as something to give to our loved ones or friends or community, you know. And I agree. It's a very powerful, it can be a very powerful gift.
Yeah, it's so
So
true. It's so special too, because our time here on this planet is very short when we think about it.
yeah,
You know,
it is.
we're already gone. When the stars out there that are looking back at us, you know, we're already gone.
Yeah, just the way that the time travels and light travels and everything,
Yeah,
you're right.
yeah. So it's just like, man, what a special thing to give is time. You know, it's just like so valuable, and we don't even realize it.
Exactly. And also it's a gift that we can give to nature too. You know, nature and Mother Earth, we're supported all the time with this oxygen and the air that when we're doing our breathing exercises and everything, we're automatically breathing in this oxygen and just taking it somewhat for granted, or a lot of times for granted. That's the gift we are being given. And we can also give back by not only our exhalation, which is also helping nature, but we can also, you know, do different things like, you know, of course I've got my little Minicata shtick that I love to support nature at Minicata, but there's so many ways. And even in the pressure that nature is under in helping with the wildfires or stuff like that, that's another way of giving a gift.
Well, it's so true. It's just like you were saying about the deep breaths. It's like we're breathing the gifts of the trees, because the trees are the ones that give us oxygen. You know, they're the ones that develop it for us, and they're like the lungs of the earth. And just to be able to breathe in their gift of oxygen, man, what a powerful thing. It's just like so deep, and psychologically very stabilizing and special.
And yes, and I think because I don't know how many breaths we generally take in a 24 hours or whatever. Like how many times do we breathe in a day when we're breathing well? But it's like it's so generously given to us. Every single breath is so generously given to us, this oxygen, that it's easy for us to kind of take it for granted and not really receive it as the gift that it is. It's just and it doesn't matter. You can be rich or poor, or you know, little or old, you know, young, old. It's just like it's here for whoever, you know, it's here for us, and it's a gift that's given every time we breathe in. So it's an easy one to take for granted, and yet it's this, well, what would happen if we didn't have it,
It's
right?
so
That's
true.
amazing.
It's so true. It's just like when we were doing our subject on celebration, and our brother Wegedesk was telling us, like, well, every breath is a celebration of life. And it's so true, because some of us, you know, we've been to the point where we didn't have that option.
That's true.
And when you get that option back, man, it's just something so special, so invigorating, that you know you're alive, you can
Yeah, and
breathe.
it's yes, and it is actually about saying yes and receiving this gift too, like consciously saying yes to it, because like you say, in some instances that option is not there for us, but for most of us we have an option to take that breath in, and not only take it in but actually receive it as the gift that it is every time we do it, which is several I don't know how many times a day we breathe, but it's a lot.
Yes, yes. So, maybe a couple of thousand anyway, for sure.
I don't know. It's beyond my counting. I've only got 10 digits, 10 fingers, you know. Much more than that, I'm done, you know.
Well, we really appreciate your words of wisdom and bringing us back to our deep breaths and the amazing life that we have. And
yes,
all on the backs of our trees and our parks and nature,
grasslands, yeah, the wetlands.
Yes.
All producing oxygen to, you know, that we get as a gift every time we take an inhalation.
Yeah, and we just got to celebrate those gifts and just enjoy each and every breath and just the amazing time that we have on this world with each other, with our people we love and respect, and just when we remember those times, man, it brings
the thing,
up,
right?
Yeah, it brings back the DMT and helps us to like relive that special time and just go through celebration and life and joy, happiness, peace, all those great things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
So we're going to have to carry on with the show. And so we thank you for your words of wisdom. We'll still keep you on the line here, if you don't mind. But we're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach. And he's got some Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die.
Uh-oh.
So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Yeah.
This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die. Live and let die.
All right, that was Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die. Man, what a powerful lyrics too. So we have on the line with us, we have our brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Goishkna, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very big inspiration to many people, and including myself. I'm just very, very encouraged by just the strength that it took to survive those near-death experiences. Man, just a very powerful thing to come through and just be empowerment for many people that are struggling with these kind of things. So we thank you for joining us. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Just sitting here in the gloomy and gloomy looking skies. Wishing for the spring sun. Yeah. Then I'll be complaining about that.
Yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on gifts, and we'd love to hear your words on gifts.
You know, gifts. There's the gifts of talents and skills. Then there's the gifts, you know, that we give one another, like on this past Christmas Day and the birthdays and, you know, graduation days and all that. And I think that's the gifts you're looking more for more insight on.
Well, it can be anything. Like I was looking at gifts that sometimes we can go to the abstract and sometimes we can go with the concrete, what you're talking about. So it's up to you, however you want to see gifts and present them, however you view them.
Yeah. Well, you know, with how crazy the world's gotten, they've pretty much done away with Christmas up until, you know, I've kind of seen it come back a bit this year, but gifts, you know, they try say what do they call that,
commercialism?
Yeah, try to say that it's commercialism, but you know, when we think about it, the Creator gave us the gift of life. You know, you know, he didn't expect anything in return. Us grubby little backstabbing heathens. you know, and I see gifts, you know, looking upon upon the Creator's point of view. It's helps maintain cultures. You know, all religions have a special day that, you know, they give gifts to one another, you know, as well as on birthdays and such. And I see that it brings unity to the community, to the families, you know. So I see it as a unifying thing, you know, giving, you know, not expecting much in return, you know, although at our Christmas, we're giving each other gifts, so, you know, it doesn't matter. Some of us might have only got one, and others might have got dozens. You know, it's the thought behind the gifts that, you know, that we're showing love and affection for one another and trying to build our relationships. You know, we're not, well, we could give lumps of coal. But in some cases, lumps of coal might be appreciated depending on how cold it is out there.
Yes.
So that's what I think of gifts, you know, alongside talents and skills. Well, I think actually the act of gift giving is a talent or skill, you know. We've got to practice it.
Yes.
You know, even just a smile or a good gesture to one another, you know, and to hope not to get thrown in jail for it. Oh, that guy smiled at me. I want the full extent of the law to come down upon him. That's how crazy the world has gotten. So we kind of walked around looking moon-faced at the ground. We gotta open up again and just start with that smile or a little gesture of community.
Yeah, it's like getting back to humanity. Like in the last, I remember during the lockdowns and all these things that were separating us from our friends and family all over, and there's still some people that are still under that effect, especially the little children that were born at the time, and you know they didn't have that interaction with other children or their grandparents or their uncles or aunties, you know, they were cut off, and these things we more or less took for granted at the time before that. And now that we're coming back and we're getting into it and, you know, reconnecting through the culture of, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, winter solstice, New Year's, all these things are coming back. And it's like a gift in itself that we're able to go to our families and visit again, travel across the world, and rekindle those relationships that we've had. It's great that you have that insight to look towards, you know, that ability for us to, like, transfer happiness just by a smile, just from hug, just from affection. Mm-hmm. You know, these things are very important for humanity, for us to, like, continue and keep those relationships and hope and positivity going and growing. And, you know, that's what we are all about here at CJSF, is, you know, promoting positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And these are all great points that, you know, all the co-hosts here are bringing up. That's so important and a real blessing. It's just so empowering for me to come on and hear all our great co-hosts that come on. So I really appreciate your words of advice and knowledge. It's just special.
Yeah, I'm happy to oblige.
Yeah, we're thankful that you join us every week when we have our show, and we're already looking again for your next pick of the week and your next words of wisdom.
Okay, I thank you guys there at the station, you guys on the air, and the guys behind the scene, and to the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we're going to have to say bye for now, and lots of love to you and your recovery.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to carry on with our program. That was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkna, BC. So we're going to go to some Demented Argo and their song called Black Valium. So stay tuned. Enjoy this next song. Was Demented Argo Black Valium, and I picked that song just to remind us, like, don't get too carried away with our vices, and it can get pretty dark at this time of the year. The weather's so dark and depressing, and thank you, Celia, for staying on the line with us, and we're winding down our show, and I just really appreciate you joining us and sharing your wisdom.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure, and want to wish everybody out there a meaning-filled new year, as it's the beginning of a new one.
Yeah, for sure, and we're going to have a lot of Great show is coming up for you guys. And we also want to show our appreciation to Magnus and Robin and Jesse and Kanavar for, you know, being at the being the pillars of this radio station, CGSF 90.1 FM. And
yes,
just keeping us going, keeping us on the air, keeping up all the great programs that run here. It's always pretty awesome just to tune in sometimes and listen to some of the shows that are going on. And coming up next, we should be having Jacob and the Art Show. And
That's a good show.
Yeah, he's always got some really good tunes going on, and just a really blessing to have him on the air and sharing all the different groups that play in Vancouver all around and all the different venues that he introduces us all to. Just a real special time when you can get a lot of knowledge from him and learn a lot of new artists coming in.
Mm-hmm. A lot of talent in the Lower Mainland.
Yes.
And throughout BC and Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. So we're going to let you all go, and thank you for joining us at Free Voices. Come back again at 3 o'clock next Thursday, and join us on Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM. And so we're going to say bye to everybody, and we're going to listen to one last song, and this is off the animation Akira, and this is Kanada's theme. So it's a pretty good one. It's from Japan, and so let's have a listen to that. And thank you all for joining us.
Excellent. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye, Celia.
Bye-bye.